Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Is Baidu's new AI model the game changer that could tip the scales in the AI race between China and the United States? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Sunday, March 16th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about the latest developments in AI as Baidu releases its new open-source reasoning model, ERNIE X1. Let's dive in. Chinese tech giant Baidu has just unveiled two groundbreaking AI models, shaking up the AI landscape with ERNIE X1 and ERNIE 4.5. Baidu claims these models rival those from OpenAI and DeepSeek in performance per cost, marking a significant step in the ever-intensifying competition between China and the United States in the AI sector. Imagine trying to navigate through the complex world of AI, and suddenly a new player like Baidu comes along, offering solutions that are not only competitive but also cost-effective. That's the impact of ERNIE X1, a reasoning model that Baidu says delivers performance on par with DeepSeek R1 at only half the price. At the same time, ERNIE 4.5, a multimodal foundation model, reportedly outperforms GPT 4.5 in multiple benchmarks, while costing just 1% of GPT 4.5's price. Why does this matter? Well, the cost of AI models has been a major concern for Silicon Valley, especially with the recent releases from DeepSeek, a Chinese startup. DeepSeek's models, like the V3 and R1, have already stirred the pot by being as effective as models from OpenAI but priced dramatically lower. Baidu's latest offerings continue this trend, potentially forcing competitors to rethink their pricing strategies. For those who've already had a chance to try out ERNIE X1, the feedback has been positive. Alvin Fu, a venture partner at Zero2 Launch, shared his experience, saying, "Been playing around with it for hours. Impressive performance. It's not just about cost. It's about delivering quality that users can rely on." The broader implications of Baidu's move are significant. By embracing open-source models, China is reinforcing its ambition to lead the global AI industry by 2030. Baidu's CEO, Robin Li, highlighted the impact of open sourcing by saying, "When the model is open source, people naturally want to try it out of curiosity, which helps drive broader adoption." As Baidu plans to open source the ERNIE 4.5 series by June 30th, the potential for widespread adoption grows. However, the company has not commented on whether the X1 model will follow the same path. Meanwhile, AI insiders are watching closely as the ERNIE collection may challenge the anticipated launch of DeepSeek's R2. All eyes are on NVIDIA this week as they gear up for their highly anticipated GPU technology conference. It's the kind of event that has the tech world buzzing with excitement and curiosity. Why? Because NVIDIA is expected to unveil its latest artificial intelligence chips, and the stakes couldn't be higher. Imagine the scene: Jensen Huang, NVIDIA's charismatic CEO, stepping onto the stage, ready to captivate the audience with groundbreaking announcements. It's like the tech equivalent of waiting for a blockbuster movie to premiere. So, what's on the docket? According to Huang, NVIDIA's got some really exciting things to share, and that includes the much-talked-about Blackwell Ultra AI chip and the Vera Rubin platform. These aren't just your run-of-the-mill updates. They're set to push the envelope in AI technology, particularly in reasoning models and robotics. Why is this important? Well, for starters, the race to develop advanced AI chips is intense. Companies like OpenAI and Google are in the mix, and NVIDIA's announcements could significantly shift the landscape. If you're involved in AI or tech, you're probably on the edge of your seat right now. And here's an intriguing tidbit. Analysts from Bank of America are expecting NVIDIA to delve into next-generation networking tech and long-term opportunities in fields like autonomous vehicles and quantum computing. That's right. Quantum computing, the holy grail of tech advancements, might just be on the horizon, according to NVIDIA. But it's not all smooth sailing. Not long ago, Huang expressed skepticism about the near-term potential of quantum computing, suggesting that useful quantum computers are still decades away. That's a sobering thought, but it doesn't dampen the excitement surrounding their quantum day at the GTC, where industry leaders like D-Wave and Rigetti will join the conversation. For investors, NVIDIA's announcements could be a game changer. Jefferies analysts hinted that these updates might be a positive catalyst, helping investors look beyond recent supply chain issues and reignite enthusiasm for NVIDIA's tech roadmap. The rise of work intelligence tools is reshaping how companies think about job design in the age of artificial intelligence. Imagine if your chief executive officer or chief financial officer asked you to leverage AI for improving productivity. Would you take the chainsaw approach and simply cut jobs? Or would you choose to thoughtfully redesign roles around AI? This question is at the heart of a major shift happening right now. Let's dive into why companies often become bureaucratic in the first place. As organizations grow, they tend to add layers of support and administrative staff. Suddenly, your company might be swarming with program managers, analysts, and project managers. This isn't necessarily inefficient, but it does raise questions about whether some of these roles could be centralized, automated, or even eliminated. Take the example of a large media company with nearly 7,000 media managers. These roles involve a myriad of tasks, from buying ad space and creative design to analytics and account management. With AI platforms entering the picture, companies are finding ways to standardize and potentially transform these pivotal roles. Job design has been around for decades, often starting with job task analysis. In the AI era, the approach is evolving. Instead of just surveys, companies are using tools like Rejig, Drop, and Gloat to identify inefficiencies and areas ripe for AI intervention. This isn't about AI being a solution looking for a problem. It's about using AI to address very specific challenges. Let's look at some real-world examples. IBM has automated talent and performance processes, using AI to maintain pay equity and provide managers with detailed performance data. Macquarie Bank, having doubled in size, is using tools like Rejig to identify opportunities for centralization and automation in customer-facing roles. Alliance is optimizing its claims process with a digital twin, automating and standardizing a critical function for profitability. The key to redesigning work around AI is decomposing tasks to see where AI can play a role. It's not just about implementing a tool like SeekOutSpot or Paradox and calling it a day. It's about systemic change. For example, marketing professionals are shifting from creating campaigns to operating AI creative platforms. It's a transformation of skills and activities that's happening across industries. New work intelligence platforms like Rejig, Gloat, and Drop are leading the way. They provide a detailed look at what tasks people are doing in organizations, allowing companies to benchmark and analyze productivity. With these tools, businesses can break down job roles into specific tasks and identify the skills needed for each step, making it easier to find the right talent or training. Ultimately, redesigning work for AI is not just a job redesign, it's a business redesign. It requires a strategic approach, considering everything from product and market strategy to skill alignment and automation potential. The goal is to use AI pragmatically, focusing on high-return areas and ensuring that any new tools are part of a broader business objective. Imagine walking into a hospital and being greeted by a warm, friendly voice. "Hello, I'm Anna," it says, "ready to assist you with any questions about your upcoming medical exam." Sounds comforting, right? Except Anna isn't human. She's an artificial intelligence program developed by Hippocratic AI. This is the reality of how AI is reshaping hospital care, with AI nurses like Anna stepping into roles traditionally filled by human nurses. AI's role in healthcare is expanding rapidly, with hundreds of hospitals deploying sophisticated programs to monitor vital signs, trigger emergency protocols, and even conduct patient consultations. It sounds like a dream come true for hospitals dealing with understaffing and burnout, but not everyone is convinced. Nursing unions are pushing back, arguing that AI technology is encroaching on the expertise of human nurses and potentially compromising patient care. Michelle Mahon of National Nurses United is at the forefront of this resistance. She's voiced concerns that the healthcare ecosystem is increasingly designed to automate, de-skill, and eventually replace caregivers. Her group has organized over 20 demonstrations across the United States, demanding a say in how AI is integrated into healthcare settings and ensuring that nurses are protected from penalties if they choose to override automated recommendations. Yet, some hospital administrators see AI as a necessary ally. With a significant drop in the nursing workforce during the COVID-19 pandemic and an aging population, AI is viewed as a vital tool to fill the gaps. The U.S. government predicts over 190,000 new nursing positions will open yearly through 2032, and AI is poised to help meet that demand, not by taking over, but by supporting nurses and doctors in gathering information and communicating with patients. The debate is heating up as some nurses share troubling stories of AI systems generating false alarms or offering dangerous advice. Adam Hart, a nurse from Nevada, recalls a situation where an AI flagged a patient for sepsis, prompting a protocol that could have harmed the patient if not for his intervention. It's a stark reminder that while AI can assist, it cannot replace the critical thinking and nuanced judgment that experienced nurses bring to patient care. Michelle Collins, Dean of Loyola University's College of Nursing, encapsulates the cautious optimism surrounding AI in healthcare. She believes in embracing AI's potential to augment care, but warns against replacing the human element. It would be foolish to turn our back on this completely, she says, highlighting that while AI can support care, it should never overshadow the empathy and insight of human caregivers. As AI continues to evolve, the challenge will be striking a balance that allows technology to enhance healthcare without undermining the invaluable role of human nurses. Hospitals are experimenting with AI in various capacities, from administrative tasks to patient interactions, and the results will likely shape the future of medical care. So, what does this mean for the future of healthcare? It's a complex landscape, but one thing is clear: AI is here to stay. And the healthcare industry must navigate this new frontier carefully. By integrating AI thoughtfully, we can potentially improve efficiencies and outcomes without losing the irreplaceable human touch. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. Baidu's new open-source AI models and NVIDIA's upcoming chip announcements are set to shake up the tech world, while AI's role in healthcare sparks crucial debates. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.